This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. You're traveling through Google Earth to find the perfect vacation spot when suddenly you come across something pretty unusual. It's a desert, ocean, forest, and lake all in one place. Lake Repa in Senegal got its pink color from the algae producing a red pigment absorbing sunlight. White beaches and sandy dunes separate the lake from the Atlantic Ocean. The best time to see it is from November to June, during the dry season when it's the brightest. Around 3,000 people work at the lake every day, collecting salt that it's full of. Because of that, the fish living here are 4 times smaller than those in a normal environment. The lake is also famous because the Dakar Rally used to have its finish line here. You reach for a soda and accidentally scroll down from your new favorite destination. 2 minutes of scrolling later, you realize you've found an introvert's dream. The island of Tristan da Cunha is an active volcano that hosts the most remote permanent settlement in the world. It's home to around 250 people, and their nearest neighbors are 1,800 miles away. Talk about distant relatives. The only way to get there is by boat, and it's a 6-day-long trip from Cape Town. You need special permission to set foot on the island, and ticket sales are super limited.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, let's scroll back to civilization. The Atacama Desert in Chile looks like a pretty empty place, except for, is that a giant hand? This art piece by a local artist is about as tall as a telephone pole. They have to scrub off words and phrases left on the hand by vandals who travel here despite the remoteness of the structure. We still have plenty of places to go, so let's move on to, wow. Looks like there's a bird inside a volcano in the Mexican state of Baja California. A team of over 100 people worked on this piece of art. They wanted to create an identity for a local tribe that believes vultures are wise teachers for humans. Yeah, vultures. The place is free to visit, but you'd have to hike to the peak of the hill to see the bird. Time to get under the water. You wouldn't expect to see much except for corals and fish, but here it is. The Cancun Underwater Museum of Art has a total of 500 sculptures standing in 3 separate galleries. Most of them are designed by a British sculptor. The idea of the museum is to save the nearby coral reefs by giving divers a cool alternative destination. Now let's get out of the water for a moment and dive back in here. Looks like there's some researchers working and living at 63 feet below the surface. This is Aquarius Habitat in the Florida Keys, an underwater scientific lab. Scientists nicknamed Aquanauts can stay here on their research missions for up to 10 days. And this must be a giant Mickey head. This is the largest Mickey in Walt Disney World, and it's a solar farm with a power of around 1,000 residential solar rooftop systems. It's feeding renewable energy to the park. Let's check out a less famous spot.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Clinton F. McClintock State Wildlife Station. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Looks like a regular state park in West Virginia. Let's zoom in and walk around a bit. Everything is all right here, except, whoa, is that a human-sized fly? Moving on, let's zoom in here, over the north rim of the Grand Canyon. A little further. It looks like a polka dot pattern near the cinder cone volcano called Vulcan's Throne. The desert around the canyon is home to plenty of red harvester ants. What you see here is their nesting mounds surrounded by bare grounds. Scientists call it the Las Vegas of ants. All the way on the other side of the world, in England, there is a dinosaur casually walking down Balderton Gate in Newark-on-Trent. Must be the only surviving T-Rex. Scrolling further, and is that another dinosaur in the water? Let's take a closer look. Turns out, it's not a dinosaur, but a giant snake skeleton off the shore of the Loire River in France. It looks different day to day, depending on weather conditions and tide levels. And no, real snakes don't have skeletons like this. This is how the Chinese artist who created it saw the serpent. Let's visit Africa again. What is this giant spiral on the ground? Could it be a secret message, or maybe a portal? The ancient Egyptians probably left it centuries ago. In fact, it's an art installation called Desert Breath from 2007. The artwork covers 1 million square feet. The idea was to celebrate the desert as a state of mind. Hey, my mind has been a desert for years. Off the coast of Sudan, there's one of the largest shipwrecks you can find on Google Earth. It's a Bolivian cargo ferry that sank in 2003. Let's go further east. There are about 260 mysterious stone triangles in Saudi Arabia. They point toward a bullseye also made of stone. If you scroll a bit further, you can also notice desert gates with two thick walls. The purpose of the gates is still a mystery. Are those huge weird wheels on the ground? The ones in Jordan are all different in design. Some of them have spokes positioned in such a way to align with the sunrise on the winter solstice. Scientists believe the wheels in the Black Desert were built around 8,500 years ago. When flying over Kerala, India, you can't miss a huge vulture. It's the largest bird sculpture in the world, as tall as a bowling lane and as long as the height of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The name of the bird is Jatayu, and it symbolizes the protection of women, their honor and safety. Next point, let's zoom in on it. This tiny island lies in a crater lake on an island called Volcano Island in Lake Taal, on the Luzon Island in the Philippines. There's another island in a lake on an island in a lake on an island in Canada's Nunavut Territory that is thought to be the largest in the world. No human has set foot here, and it even has no name. It was discovered by Google Earth fans. The coldest, driest, and windiest continent of Antarctica must be hiding some mysteries too, like this cute creature off Zacheli Station. Could it be a giant extinct megalodon? It was the largest fish that ever lived, about three times as big as the largest sharks in the ocean today. Scientists found their fossils off the coast of every continent except Antarctica. So this could be a groundbreaking discovery if it turns out to be a real one. Hey, looks like there's another sea monster north off Antarctica. Could this black hole be Kraken himself? It used to scare sailors off the coasts of Norway and Greenland, so it probably moved to Antarctica over the centuries that it hadn't been seen. It had been probably inspired by a giant squid, so nothing is impossible with this one. Some locations on Google Earth are blurred for different reasons. Like this one, the Yard of Orange Trees in Almeria, Spain. There's an administration office and a courthouse in the rectangular yard. The first orange trees were planted here in the 15th century. You can visit the yard in person, but can't see it on Google Earth. It's not clear why Google decided to blur Kos International Airport on the Greek island of Kos. It's a popular tourist attraction that gets plenty of visitors, especially during the summer months. Half of Moruroa Island in French Polynesia is clear, and the other half is blurred. You can't visit either of the parts anyways, as it used to be a place for nuclear tests. Sandy Island off the coast of Australia has been blurred out on Google Maps since 2012. It was discovered by Captain James Cook back in the late 1700s and could be seen on maps for 200 years. Then, Australian scientists set on a voyage to find it. All they saw was open water instead of an island the size of Manhattan. It must have been a mistake of cartographers who had first put it on the map. Oops.